This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, March 18th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. 49 people were killed and more than 20 seriously wounded in the attacks at two mosques during Friday prayers in Christchurch, New Zealand, reports Reuters. The alleged terror killer, Brenton Tarrant, who worked with children as a fitness coach, said he practiced killing on the video game Fortnite. Video footage widely circulated on social media, apparently taken by the gunman and posted online live as the attack unfolded, showed him driving to one mosque, entering it, and shooting randomly at people inside. In an interview with CNN's David Axelrod that aired on Saturday, former 2016 Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush said he thinks a Republican should challenge President Donald Trump, arguing the party, quote, ought to be given a choice, end quote.
I think someone should run, just because Republicans ought to be given a choice. It's hard to beat a sitting president. But to have a conversation about what it is to be a conservative, I think it's important. And our country needs to have competing ideologies that focus on the world we're in and the world we're moving towards rather than revert back to a nostalgic time.
A theologically conservative seminary affiliated with the Presbyterian Church in America recently stated that it will not be supporting the Revoice Conference. The first annual Revoice Conference, which centered on giving support to so-called gay Christians who want to adhere to biblical sexual ethics, was held in St. Louis, Missouri last year and drew criticism from some conservative Christians who argued that it was advancing the homosexual agenda, reports the Christian Post. Jay Sklar, vice president of academics at Covenant Theological Seminary and a professor of Old Testament, was one of the speakers at the 2018 Revoice Gathering. However, as the author of two commentaries on Leviticus, Sklar addressed the notion that homosexuality is condemned in Scripture. In a major announcement, Covenant Theological Seminary President Mark Dalby said that no faculty members from the Missouri-based seminary would participate in the 2019 Revoice Conference. Listen to this soundbite from his five-minute video released recently.
Here's what we believe about biblical sexuality. Marriage is to be between one man and one woman. Sexual intimacy is to be expressed only within such a marriage. Homosexual desire is a result of the fall. It's a sinful desire that is to be mortified and resisted and in no way dignified. Homosexual lust, homosexual intimate behavior is sin and condemned by God.
Dalby went on to say that Covenant Seminary does not teach that a person should identify as a quote-unquote gay Christian. 1 Corinthians 6, 9-11 says, "Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who have sex with men, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God." And that is what some of you were. But you were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. Revoice is scheduled to have its second conference in St. Louis between June 5th and 8th this year. On Thursday, something amazing happened in the New Mexico Senate dominated by Democrats. After hearing from 22,000 pro-lifers across the state by email and by phone, not to mention the hundreds who lobbied in person, 8 Senate Democrats joined the Republicans and rejected House Bill 51, a radical pro-abortion bill that would have kept abortions legal for any reason up to birth in New Mexico, reports LifeNews.com. 18 New Mexican senators voted for the abortion bill, and 24 voted against. Democratic Governor Michelle Grisham, who was prepared to sign the deadly bill into law, seemed dumbfounded by the abortion bill's defeat. One of the 8 brave New Mexican Democrats who voted against the bill was State Senator Gabriel Ramos. He asked, quote, "How can we protect coyotes, frogs, prairie dogs, chickens, but not the beating heart of a baby in a woman's womb?" End quote. HB 51 would also have repealed conscience protections for medical professionals who believe it is wrong to abort unborn babies. And finally, in Kansas City, Kansas, a bullet flew into a woman's house but was stopped by what she can only describe as an act of God, reports the Fox affiliate there. Constance Effie was sitting in her living room with her husband watching Wheel of Fortune when she heard what she thought was a bomb.
I thought I was in a war zone, because that was the loudest noise I ever heard. I thought maybe our TV blew up.
The noise was not a bomb, but rather a bullet that went through the side of her house.
We looked all around and didn't see a hole anywhere, and I thought, look, that picture's the glass is all broken.
The picture that stopped the bullet was hanging 2 feet above where the 70-year-old woman was sitting, and it just so happened to be a framed metal copy of the Lord's Prayer.
It hit this and fell down behind it. But if it hadn't had the metal there, it might have came on in and hit one of us.
Constance is counting her blessing, and as Matthew 6:12 notes, forgiving those who trespassed against her.
For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. It just means he's looking out after us.
And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Monday, March 18th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.